can have your very own podcast.
Hi, this is Ira from Yolo Tango. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, Queen's University in Kingston, the birthplace of reggae.
Hello, this is Jack Layton, and you're listening to CFRC. Think critically.
You are listening to Acoustic Avenue. This is Ted Crouch, your host in Salmon Arm, British Columbia, with co-producer Joe Little in Calgary, Alberta. On Acoustic Avenue, we recognize with respect and gratitude that these lands where we live, work, and make our music remain home to a number of Indigenous nations and people. We acknowledge this land out of respect for the Indigenous nations who have cared for Turtle Island, also called North America, from before the arrival of settler peoples until this day. Africa. It has been called the Lost Continent, which is interesting because anthropologists and archaeologists refer to it as the Cradle of Life. It has been given this name because of the rather remarkable number of firsts that it has been accredited with, such as the beginnings of humanity, the first domesticated dogs, the first household cats, the start of agriculture, and the first civilizations. It only stands to reason that it was also the birthplace of music. The first drums, the first reed instruments, and the first singing of songs. And if you think about it, those first singers were probably women, singing the first lullabies, trying to soothe their newborn child. Today we're going to have a listen to some of the descendants of those first singers and what those lullabies have evolved into. An evolution that began many millennia ago and has spread out over many cultures, all the while intertwining with multiple outside influences that ended up as the rather distinctive sound you will hear on this program, the sound of our roots. To start today's show, we offer up the high priestess of African singers, Angelique Kidjo, and her soulful version of Gershwin's Summertime, the opening track on her eighth studio album, Keep On Moving. Judith Sefuma, the queen of Afro jazz from Shego, Limpopo, South Africa, will follow with Le Sefil Mang from her debut album, A Cry, A Smile, A Dance. And we close our opening set with Sibongile Kimalo, who sang at Nelson Mandela's inauguration as President of South Africa in 1994. From her album, Immortal Secrets, she will sing Mayalom.
Be laying on your wheel. son d'asilo, maman soleil a vio.
Come back to way.
This is Acoustic Avenue. Women in Africa have made significant contributions to world and global music throughout history. Africa is known for its rich and diverse musical traditions, and women have played pivotal roles in preserving and innovating within these traditions. Using music as a means of empowerment and self-expression, they have addressed issues such as gender equality, women's rights, and social justice through their songs. This has not only given a voice to marginalized communities, but has also inspired countless others to take action. This set begins with To'enj by Kaisa, with a voice that simultaneously showcases warmth, appreciation, struggle, and resilience. Kaisa is an oral artisan whose music paints a lush, vivid picture of the ever-changing world around her. We follow that with an artist who has been acknowledged with the following. If Aretha Franklin had been born in Ethiopia, she might have grown up to be Astor Ock. She will sing her original composition, Wolela, from her debut album, Astor. While Africa has blessed the world with many recognized female artists, Dobet Nehor has proven herself to be a truly special talent. Hailing from Côte d'Ivoire, she has taken the modern Afro-pop sounds of her country in exciting new directions. To end this set, Dobe Nehor sings Abiane Costa de Marfil from her album Triple Earth. Namasinga mon yole
Yeah, 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 y
This is Acoustic Avenue. Many African women have used their music to preserve and celebrate their cultural heritage. Through traditional songs and dances, they have kept their cultural identities alive, ensuring that future generations remain connected to their roots. African female musicians often serve as mentors and advocates for aspiring artists, especially women, within their communities. They encourage young talent and provide support and opportunities for emerging artists, contributing to the sustainability of African music traditions. The first two selections opening the second half of today's program are from the album Women of Africa. The first song is called Vimba, performed by the group Women of Mambazo in South Africa. They're followed by Maria de Barros singing Minada Umkatam, Cabo Verde. Then we will hear Swood Massey with the title track from her album Riwi. The set ends with Ratani from the album D, performed by Madagascar group Tiraka, led by two sisters, Anitra and Noro.
Vimbo, Vimbo Mfana,
Wenawamba Vimbo, Vimba, means of Vimba,
Vimbo Mfana,
Wenawamba
Vimbo,
Vimba, means of Vimba,
Vimbo Mfana,
Wenawamba Vimbo,
Benu Yamane,
means of Vimba. Vimba, Wenawamba, Vimba, Vimba, na means of Vimba, Vimba, Wenawamba, Vimba, Vimba, na means of Vimba, Vimba, Wenawamba, Vimba, Vimba, na means of Vimba.
Tanta preocupação, se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, pra que tanta magoão, pra que tanta preocupação, se nada nunca tem, me nada nunca tem, pra que tanta magoão, a mim é pobre e confortado, tá mal tajado, tá mal criado, já me conforta com minha pobreza. Como minado catê, a mim é pobre e confortado, cá mal tajado, cá mal criado, já me conforta com minha pobreza. Como minado catê, minado catê, minado catê, minado catê, pa que tá magoa. Viver na paz de Deus é tudo. revive nesse mundo. Gente cresceu, magoa alguém. Revive na paz de Deus. É tudo com crer. É tudo com crer. É tudo com crer. É tudo com crer. Vive na paz de Deus. É tudo com crer. É tudo com crer. É tudo com crer.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
This is the final set for today's special, Women in Africa. The contributions of African women to global music are immense and multifaceted. They've enriched the music industry with their unique voices, cultural diversity, and social advocacy. Their influence transcends borders, and their importance in the global music landscape cannot be overstated as they continue to shape and redefine the world's music heritage. To take us home from the women of Africa, we will leave you with Nawal, a musician from Comoros who draws on traditional Comorian musical influences, incorporates sounds from African and Arabic culture. She will play Himna from her album Aman. Then we ask Angelique Kidjo to return for one more song, and she will sing Bayi Ah from her album Black Ivory Soul. And we end today's show with Kadja Nin from Burundi, who successfully used a blend between African rhythms and modern pop to create her own unique brand of music. One of her most popular songs is Sina Mali, Sina Dene, translated cover version of Stevie Wonder's song Free from her breakthrough album Sambolero.
Joe, I need you. hima Changuto beshele wasijue moto chokozi wa hima Nawe do maziwa oyo 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 hima Changuto beshele wasijue moto chokozi wa hima Nawe do maziwa akojo wa nilia hima Changuto beshele wasijue moto chokozi wa hima Nawe do maziwa akojo Chagocho beshele wasijue gocho choko ziwa hima Nawe do maziwa oi 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 hima Gocho beshele wasijue gocho choko ziwa hima Nawe do maziwa
Fair. With a
For listening to Acoustic Avenue. Be sure to join us next week as we travel down the road where a vocal improvisation is done with wordless vocables, nonsense syllables, or without words at all. Until next week, this is Ted Crouch signing off, and on behalf of Joe Little, from our hearts to yours, stay safe and love the ones you're with. Peace. Cook's Jam.
Concerts has a stacked lineup of all-ages concerts happening at the Broom Factory through this summer into early fall. On June 27th, check out Housewife, followed by Friday's Child at the Broom Factory on July 11th. Then on August 10th, enjoy music from hip-hop artist Matt Mac, followed later by The Dirty Nil on September 19th. Then on September 26th, it's Petite Belle Yvonne and neo-grunge icons The Bridge City Sinners coming to town on September 27th. And then Yukon Blonde gets us into the fall spirit on September 28th. All shows are all ages at the Broom Factory and co-presented by CFRC 101.9 FM. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet,